haven't been to church in a really long time. Said I stopped going and I don't know why. But now I'm broken and I don't know where to turn. 'Cause now my life has turned to hurt. Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. 'Cause I can't keep living haunted by my past. 'Cause I can't keep living like I'm some shattered glass. So if you hear me screaming out these words, will you save me, Jesus, from this life I call a blur? Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. A new start. Even in my last breath, will you whisper in my ear? It's okay, stop fighting, 'cause you know that I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I told you I'd save you from the man in the dark. It's okay, I love you, and I never was far. Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. Jesus, can you save me from the man in the dark? Jesus, can you save me? 'Cause I need a new start. A new start.
You just heard Eric Gonzalez, who was very eager to come on and play next week. 7 days, you'll be hearing him live. That's from his release, New Start. Gospel, pop, folk. Also, in that set, you heard Amy Petty, her track. Wow, so much music. The Picture from her album, House of Doors. We're talking to Amy about interesting her and joining us here on Motor, because it's that time right now. It's 503 WHFR Dearborn. This is your host, a Hallmark, joined by the Gothbilly Man, most importantly joined by the Split. Gentlemen, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, that's what I really want to hear. Fellas, if you're ready to do your thing, people are tired of hearing my voice. They want to hear you. Give them some music, would you?
Will do.
What are we going to hear first?
First track is called Bring Me Love.
You heard it here. WHFR Dearborn, The Split.
Bring me love.
Yeah.
That was the double play from The Split, kicking today's Motor Live Drive at 5 off righteously. Bring Me Love, An Old Friend. Fellas, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Glad to be here.
Hey, you guys have taken quite a few turns to get here. Glad you made it. Glad you're here. Glad you're doing strong. I think we might have gotten a little bit interrupted by the emergency warning. People, I'm sorry for those of you who are out there getting this over the FM as opposed to, was it just the FM or was it internet as well? Okay. Just the guys in the studio don't know this. I apologize to you. We do the emergency warning alarm. You guys saw the weather on your drive in. I was talking to you about how coming down Southfield Road, lights, traffic lights were out. There are people out there. Let me take a minute to say this, please. If a traffic light is out, that intersection is a four-way stop. If the cops aren't there yet, the police officers, law enforcement, whatever terminology, if the traffic light is out, treat it as a four-way stop, please. If you see a car in front of you and you're wondering, why is that guy stopping? It's because he, she, it knows to treat it like a four-way stop, and please do not rear-end them like somebody almost did to me today. All right? Emergency warning just went out for the weather alarm for all listeners in the local area. We want everybody to take cover, be safe, be forewarned, and just plain out be safe. For those of you who are listening over the internet, as we hope a great number of you are, you heard the whole song, and you now know why we are big fans of The Split, if you haven't been already. And pass the word to your friends on the FM side. So tune in to The Split. That was Bring Me Love, An Old Friend. And folks, introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Jason Longuski. I sing and play guitar for The Split.
Mike Nagy, I play bass.
Ooh.
Ron Bunce when I play drums.
Joe on rhythm guitar, his vocal, his mic.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, okay. Joe, we're going to get your mic back up and working. So in the meantime, Jason.
Yes, sir.
And Mike, you're going to carry the whole bulk of the conversation.
I'm out.
We can do that.
That's okay.
Yeah, because somebody's mic just went to fluttering.
So we really want to thank you guys for having us on here. This is really cool. We get to do this.
Hey, we should have had you on some time ago. Roger and Margaret White had sent a message, and it slipped under the radar. I apologize for that. But they have been fans of you and championing your cause. Whoa. Yeah.
It got really windy in here.
Didn't it, though? Folks, this is why we ask you for your help during Radiothon. Our equipment just gets worked on a weekly basis. So any and all help is always appreciated so we can get The Split in for this release. And when they release their next album and we get them back in here, we want to give them a reason to come back and say, hey, we got some new cables and whatnot since your last time. So please think of us. Please think of us. But tell us about what you've been doing since Roger and Margaret saw you last, and what you're working on now. And you got a big date tomorrow. Tell us about that.
We've just been working on a lot of new material lately, but trying to get out, play as much as possible, as much as our schedules will allow. But I feel like this last year was a real good growing period for our group. We've definitely learned a lot from the shows we've played. We got to do some really cool gigs. This will be our third year in a row at Arts, Beats, and Eats.
How long have you been together now?
Just about 3 years, 4 years. Is it 4 years now? Oh, my goodness. I just keep getting older. That's a shame.
Can't quite keep track of how long they've been wearing on your nerves like that?
I think I might have just had my year anniversary.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Mike Nagy. He's the baby of the group.
Where's the cake, somebody? Where's the cake?
But yeah, we got Arts, Beats, and Eats coming up tomorrow night. Should be a really good show. A lot of great bands. Harlow's going to be there. The Infatuations, Bulletproof Snow, Cheap Trick. I mean, you got a great night of music. That's
so now everybody knows we're talking about Arts, Beats, and Eats in Royal Oak. But now you take the stage at
6:45
at the Ford stage.
Yep.
Okay, we want everybody to know, where are these Split guys going to be? The Split are playing the Ford stage at 6:45 tomorrow. All right, correct. So make sure you park in plenty of time to walk out there, unless you are that somebody who's getting the shuttle, what have you. But it's the Ford stage at 6:45. Go see the Split.
Come hang out with us. Say hello. You know, we're nice guys. We don't bite.
All right. And now, what's going on with the music?
We're actually in the midst. We have an EP. We have a five-song EP titled Leave a Light On. And we're working right now on a single. We're about to play that, actually, in the next two songs. And we got just a bunch of material we need to get down. And, I mean, I don't know if our plans is set as far as releasing an EP or a full length. I mean, we definitely have the music for a full length, but these days, is it worth recording so many songs when people buy individual songs, you know? Or it's just, you know, with recording calls, trying to get something out there quick, but we don't want to rush the process. We want quality, you know?
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you recording? Once.
Sounds like the ocean.
It does.
Okay. Yeah, he's there.
So you were saying, Joe, about the songs you're recording?
I'm sorry. We started recording two songs at a studio in Plymouth. You had a band in here recently called Jet Black Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Justin Smith, who plays bass and sings backup for that band, he's also an audio engineer.
Uh-huh.
And he did Leave a Light On for us, which we'll play for you tonight. But he's doing two new tracks for us as well.
Okay. So the connection runs deep, because they were championing your guys when they were here. I like to see bands where, like, there's no get out of my way, but everybody's rooting for and pulling for. I post up that the Split are coming, and I see members of bands that have been on here automatically just start hitting the like button and saying they're coming to the event, as it were, in terms of they tuning in. And the support, the community out here is just fantastic.
It is, and there's no reason to have a negative attitude toward it. If everyone were friends, it'd be even better.
Hello. Know? Yeah, so now
it's just it's really great when you got so many artists out there. And because I remember, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, just as well as all these guys here, when, you know, you're coming up and, you know, as a young band, you're almost trying to be the best band. You're trying to be noticed. You're trying to be this. You're trying to, you know, be on top of the game. Whereas now, as a more matured individual, a more matured band, I feel like, you know, this era, even with the social media and the networking, is huge, because you know, people want to hear good music. They almost want local music more so than your average radio mainstream. So it's really great that people that you hook up with and play shows with are kind enough to, you know, support your group as well as you supporting them, and, you know, return in favor.
Okay. Well, so here's what I want to do. We're hearing the wind noise, and we isolated what we got. And what we got right now is that it's not going to happen when we get back into performance. So the thing to do is go back into performance.
Sounds good.
So as the Gothabilly Man readies everything and everybody to kick it into gear, I want you to tell everybody one more time, we're doing the Ford stage. What?
Yep, the Ford Focus stage, 6:45.
And then what song are we going to play next?
This next jam is called Password.
Then enough of the chit-chat, certainly enough of my voice. Give them your voice, The Split.
Sometimes it seems life's all a mess. You'll find it plays with your weakness, and soon you'll wonder why it was all in your head. You don't understand, you just try and forget.
That's Password right here on WHFR from The Split. We got the... Sorry, Mike. I think we isolated as being your mic. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We got it down to Mike, who doesn't sing background. We just wanted to give him an opportunity to talk between songs because it's hard setting up mics on drummers. It's always great when you get a drummer who's a vocalist, a singer. We definitely set up then. Otherwise, we tend to reserve the mics elsewhere when we definitely need them. And we always feature the lead singlist and the background vocalist, in this case, Jason and Joe. And we use these mics so hard, folks. I just apologize sometimes. You're not supposed to let the audience know when you're got issues, but that's the case. But yeah, we got the split on today, sounding so great, and wanted to come back on one more time to give them an opportunity to let you know, because got a call in asking, you're talking about their music, but you're not telling us where we can get this EP that we're working on. So I just had to come back in and ask the question, where can people get the split?
Well, first of all, in this day and age, Google is everyone's best friend, correct?
You would think, but well, you'd be surprised.
You're right. So I'm just going to say it. So Google.com, The Split Detroit, tons of web pages will come up. Last FM, Facebook, Reverb Nation.
Any brick and mortar stores?
What do you mean?
Like walk-in stores?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
We're just being really picky at the moment. We got a lot of offers, but...
Because we've got a lot of people who call in who are, like, still big on... Again, this goes back to some of the people not knowing the Google thing.
Right. The 45 and up?
You get my... Yeah. We get the people who want to go into the store and put their hands on...
You're right.
...the vinyl, and that's what they want to do. Now, right now, you're doing downloads and...
Correct. We have a download card that we sell at the show.
All right.
And then we also do have a disc with, I believe it's 3 songs on it, that we wouldn't mind giveaways if people were to come check us out at Arts Beats and Eats tomorrow at 6:45 on the Ford stage.
So the number one way to get Split Music is to come see you.
Come oh, yeah.
See us.
And the next time is tomorrow, Arts Beats and Eats at the Ford stage. And the time after that, when's the next time people can see the split?
Well, so far we have nothing booked. I got a 5-month at home, 5-month old at home. So
aww.
I think we might take a little break come end of the year, but we're going to book something. So
okay, then. Well, then, like I say, enough of me.
He's full of it. We're not going to take a break. We're just not.
Maybe they have a new guitar player. I don't know.
I got a 7-year-old. I mean, it's very busy, but... Yes.
Anybody want to say hi? Any shouts out to the little ones or the big ones at home?
Hi, Mom.
Chirp, chirp. I mean, it goes without saying, you know, our loved ones. They know who they are.
So this next track we're going to play for you guys is one we will be recording here in the next week or so. So this next song is called The Good Life.
Thank you. He's a friend of me.
Wow, the Split right here on WHFR, Motor Live Drive at 5. I think I just found a new favorite song. That was Train, preceded Tron. By, I'm sorry?
It's called Tron.
Tron?
We try to put Ron's name in as many things as we can. So, Duran Duran, Tron. What other things we have? What other things? Leave a light, Ron.
Wow, okay. Definitely original. How does the writing happen with you guys?
It's a combination of, I mean, whether it's Joe comes up with a tasty little lick or riff or whatever, he'll send me an idea or send me something, and I'll start laying down maybe some lyrics or the melody, whichever comes first to me. Then we kind of start organizing and arranging the structure of the songs, and usually we're waiting on lyrics, but
okay. Now for this lead singer to say that, that's gonna be, I gotta ask about that. I gotta follow up on that when Mike comes back your way. So Joe, you wanna take
that's
oh my god.
Sorry.
It's a lot better though, now I can hear myself. Thank you very much. But no, it's not so much that I take forever with lyrics or writing lyrics, but it's more of a, like, I'm very critical when it comes to writing lyrics, especially, and I take my time with it. It's usually, for me, has some deep meaning, or, you know, it's very hard for me to write something just about a subject I just pick out. But sometimes I almost have to force myself to write a little, you know, a few lines to get me started, and that might hit something within me that I've been thinking about, or it reminds me of something, and then there's my subject, you know. So it's, and then you know, when we bring it to Ron and Mike, they kind of lay their, you know, their bass and drums to it, and even Mike's been a great addition as far as coming up with ideas for the structure and arrangements of the songs and stuff like that. So it's been it's a real collaborative style. I've never.
He's lying to you. Actually, he eats a bag of Dove chocolates, and he uses all the little phrases on the inside of those foils, and he writes it all down. That was a complete lie.
So I get that the music is definitely group. Do the lyrics get shared, or do? Is it primarily a Jason takes the lyrics? Because yeah, lead singers want to sing something with sincerity usually.
It's kind of capturing, you know, something that you're, that means something to you. Obviously, you know, if you can relate to the song, or you have, you know, a very, you know, it hits you in a way where it comes out in your singing, it comes out in your performance. There's a few tracks that have a real, you know, special place in my heart, especially that first one, Bring Me Love. That's about my daughter. I wrote that when she was born. But
yeah, it's all him for lyrics. None of us are really lyricists, and we're pretty honest with ourselves about that. So it's like Ron trying to, you know, write a guitar riff. He's a great drummer, but he's useless on the guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, now, who do you guys ever do the round robin? We used to have to do that in the group. Like, okay, fine, we're not getting anywhere with this song. Let's just everybody like switch one position until we work this song out.
I've never liked watching bands do that.
Oh?
And I actually think it'd be a really funny joke if you did it on stage for like 3 minutes and then everyone ended up in the exact same instrument. Because it, to me, it just looks a little unprofessional to do that live. And no, you know, not saying anything negative about the bands out there that do that, but I feel like we're all good at what we do. We know it, where we stand, and there's no reason to change that, you know. And I think as a person who writes a lot of the riffs, voice memo on your phone, it's like the best app that no one ever uses. I record every single thing I write you know, and I'll send 10 riffs a month to Jay. He'll like maybe one
and
of them.
And we'll come up with like three solid songs out of it. But
right.
You got to throw as many ideas out there as possible to get that one great one, you know. And usually we fish out a few that definitely have great potential to be great songs. And I feel these latest songs that we've coming up with that we're taking into the studio are really going to surprise some people. And I think, you know, they're going to like what they hear.
Or not.
We're
not so surprising because we're playing them tonight. Hey.
All right. Well, this could be different versions than what gets finalized.
Exactly.
This is
before they're even down. You know, people
grab this podcast, and always remember, even with the quote biggest of bands, what you get in a live version years down the road, they'll tell you they prefer what they're doing then, as opposed to what they recorded. So, by all means, go see The Split live. Let these people know that you're loving them. Let the bar owners know the reason why you came to their bar and bought their watered down whatever was because you came to see The Split. Let the people running Arts Beast Eats and what have you know that you're there to see The Split, Jet Black Bond, Infatuations, everyone else there. Go to the show. Let the musicians know you're digging what they're doing. And then I'll shut up and let them play their music for you right here, such as the next track.
Such a mess like this, and it's killing me inside. The visions of that night shouldn't have left, I confess. Never will I forget the sound of the wreck and the terror in my eyes. The darkest side of life is calling. We'll be right back.
this next track that we're about to play for you guys is one off our EP. It's called Too Little, Too Lost.
I
Too Little, Too Lost from The Split. Now, that was the first track from the EP, Leave a Light On. Before that, we heard Lift and Tron and The Good Life and things that you had released on your own as singles and doing your own thing.
Correct.
But then we get into the EP and things get a whole new flavor going on here now. But so what made... We're just getting ready to do the big release. And do we have a name for what you're working on now? Anything in mind?
It's just a self-titled release. And so far, the two tracks that we're doing is Lift and Good Life. Good Life being the single on the track, or the release. But who knows? We, you know, right now, we're just trying to get that new stuff out there, and you know, the plan is to have, you know, more songs, more, you know, more of a library for that release. So, you know, those two singles might end up, you know, on a following release of whether it's an EP or an LP. We'll, you know, decide from what we end up doing with it. Kind of just figuring out that, putting it all together.
And I'll say again, the number one way to get your hands on some music by The Split is to go see them live. Right now, they're committed to performing Arts, Beasts, and Eats tomorrow, 6:45 at the Ford Stage. After that, we got to spend some time with the family. We got to regroup for a bit, devote some energy.
I need to change this tape on this thing.
You know, I was just looking at the title of the event we put together for the show, Put Your Hands Together for The Split.
I can't do that anymore.
Wow. Man, you're a trooper.
It's going to make Arts, Beats, and Eats quite interesting, but yes. I have to say goodbye to my pinky. Not the whole thing, but I'm still going to miss that tip that I...
Okay, I'm just like, how much are we going to divulge?
Yeah, no. Just, you know, in recent events, unfortunately, I had chopped the tip of my pinky in my left hand, my playing hand, yesterday, and it is not there anymore. So I got a big old bandage, spent 4 hours in the hospital yesterday at Botsford, getting it all stitched up, and now I got to play Arts, Beats, and Ace tomorrow.
Right, so we're dedicating a going away
for, we're going to bury it, the little, you know, I saved it.
Oh, man.
No,
wow.
I didn't say
that. No, but I'm not tripping at all. I'm just, that is something else. People, if you're just not sure what you just heard, yes, indeed. That is, in fact, what Jason said. You guitarists, you heard him right. The pinky of his fretting hand taint there anymore. He's up here playing this Les Paul, slung just about medium height, without a pinky. So, a moment of silence for Jason's pinky. Other than that, I want to give a big shout out to The Split and thank them for their time here today. I want to let them take us out with their lead song, Leave a Light On. And, yeah, we are definitely burning through equipment. We use it on a weekly basis. Are we up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give it to The Split. We want to get their title track, Leave a Light On. And say thank you and farewell to Jason's pinky.
Farewell.
Jason,
yes,
Long.
It's the farewell show tomorrow.
Joe does and Ron, Mike Nagy on bass. This is The Split. Check him out tomorrow at Arts, Beasts, and Eats, the Ford Stage.
Come check out my hand. Say hello to it.
Take us out, fellas. Thank you.
bit of courage. Stop wasting your time. You've already missed your chance. You can roll the dice and never think twice and just make assumptions. Is it too late to change? Is it too late to wonder what we are sooner or later? I've got. Waiting some time, but no, I'm a hell of a man.